Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samach Zion, and we're starting Siman Ches. So just like the Torah gave a mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, the Torah gave a mitzvah of Mora Avayim. Primarily, the mitzvah of Mora is things that a person must refrain from doing, as opposed to the mitzvah of Kavod, is doing certain actions to give the parents Kavod. That's the mitzvah of giving Kavod. And we said that applies in the attitude as well, but the attitude has to be translated into actions. Mura is primarily defined in things that one should not do. If you're dealing with an individual which you have tremendous awe from them, you're not comfortable, as it were, going against their words or doing things which would indicate that you do not give them the proper level of respect. You would be uncomfortable with that because of your awe from them and your year from them. So the child has to have the same type of attitude towards the parent, that they feel an element of awe for the parent, and that they would refrain from doing certain types of actions. So what actions are included in this that we are limited from not to do due to the mitzvah mara? Anything which would show that if we're going to do it, indicate that we do not have that same level of respect and awe they would have for Anoshim Choshuvim. So the first example is, Adam says, is Lo Yaman Bemokam HaMiyuchad Lo Lamed Shom B'tzoyitz Kenim Im Chaver of Lisyayitz. The father has a place where they gather together, he gathers together with other people to discuss issues. So the child sort of wants to join the group and give his opinion as well. See, even if he doesn't give an opinion, just being there, he's sort of indicating he belongs in the group. That's a lack of the awe. These people are, this. My father is way above me. It's not my makom to be, as it were, I don't have the level of opinion comparable to him that I should be giving an opinion over here. Minashe nira shumachshev atzma miklal anshei ha'etza umashves atzma l'aviv. It looks like you believe that you're one of these people who can discuss and decide issues comparable to your father. And he's equating himself to his father. So a child should not do that. That's a lack of mura from the parent. Person you would have awe from, you wouldn't do such a thing. There's a meeting of Rav Moshe Feinstein or Yaakov Kamenetsky and other gedolim. You wouldn't want to sit in the group as if you have an opinion. You'd be embarrassed to make such a claim. So vis-a-vis the parents, you'd be the same type of attitude. That's the first example that he gives. A second example that he gives is Lo Yamad B'Mokam HaMiyuchad Lo Aviv L'Yispalu Shom Lo Yeshem B'Mokam HaMiyuchad Lo Leishem Shom B'Beisu. A person should not stand in the same place where the parent stands, for if he has a Mokam Yuchad for Tefillah, the child should not use that same spot that belongs to somebody who's way above him and shouldn't be feel comfortable using it. And he shouldn't sit in the place where the parent normally sits, be it at the table or basic nessus, etc. So the issue is not using the chair, the issue is the place. What about a situation where the child would take, if there's a chair which is miyuchid for the parent in the house, a special chair for the father or for the mother, so even if the child would move it elsewhere, if that's the parent's chair, the child should not use it. Okay. Eliyamad lifonav ke'evet lifnei rabbi. The third point he says that the mura would require that the child would stand in awe of the parent as if they're there ready to serve. The service itself would be covered, but element of hachnoah, of lowering oneself in front of the parent, is because of the awe that one has of the parent, is an element of mura. Well, yisur es devarav, the child should not be soicer, disagree with the parent's opinion. Now, this has a case where they're having a discussion. Not discussing something about the parent with the child, we'll talk about that. But the father is having a discussion with somebody else, and the child feels that the father is wrong. The same way, if I'm having a discussion getting away from Rabbi Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, and I think that he's wrong, I would have second thoughts about saying it, because maybe really he's right and I'm wrong, I just don't understand. So the person that I have awe from, I'm not going to disagree with what they say, recognizing that I'm not comparable to them and they probably have understanding and knowledge and wisdom that I don't have. So it would be a lack of yira to be such a devor of the parents. We will clarify this halacha more, b'ezras Hashem, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.